Assignments A8 to A14.
Вы услышите рассказ о выпускных вечерах в Великобритании. В заданиях A8, A14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
How do you celebrate the end of the school year? A few years ago, school leavers had a small disco at their school. Not anymore. Films like High School Musical have brought a new craze from the USA to Britain, the school prom, which is an official dance at the end of the school year. The prom is now such an important event that many school student committees spend up to 1 year planning it. The venues are expensive and impressive. Many are held in 5-star hotels, not in the school hall. One school even held their prom at Manchester United's football ground. Then there's the DJ, the flowers and decorations, and some proms even have a red carpet. A lot of pupils also spend months planning their outfits for the big night.
I ordered my prom dress at Christmas time and it arrived in May,
says Jess Stubbs. And the majority of pupils like to arrive in style too. Many students arrive in limos and even horse carriages.
I ordered my limo in March and I had trouble getting one,
says Jess.
Most of them are already booked.
It doesn't end there. When the big day arrives, everybody gets dressed up.
I got up at 9 o'clock to get my nails done, explains Lucy Warne. I had a fake tan done the day before, and I got my hair done in the afternoon. You have to look perfect.
Kate Sawyer, a teacher, loves seeing the students dressed up.
Outside school, you are used to seeing them in their hoodies and jeans. Everyone wants to dress up and look wonderful once in their life, she says.
So, is it worth all the effort?
It was an amazing night, says Scott Preston. We walked down a red carpet into the hall. There was a great DJ. The prom king and queen were chosen and they were crowned in a big ceremony. Everyone had their photo taken. It was brilliant.
This is what Lauren says about her prom.
My dress was from the first shop I went to, TK Maxx. I liked the colour and the style. It wasn't too princessy and I was confident no one else would have it. I had my hair done at my house by my hairdresser. My hair took an hour to curl. As well as diamonds, I also had extensions in my hair. The girls and boys went to the prom in different cars. The boys had a blue convertible, but we had a limo. The girls were complimenting each other. The boys scrubbed up well. It was nice to see them suited and booted. The prom venue was Stockbrook Manor. We all felt very posh. It was a fabulous night, and I loved dressing up and spending the night with my whole school year.
How do you celebrate the end of the school year? A few years ago, school leavers had a small disco at their school. Not anymore. Films like High School Musical have brought a new craze from the USA to Britain, the school prom, which is an official dance at the end of the school year. The prom is now such an important event that many school student committees spend up to 1 year planning it. The venues are expensive and impressive. Many are held in 5-star hotels, not in the school hall. One school even held their prom at Manchester United's football ground. Then there's the DJ, the flowers and decorations, and some proms even have a red carpet. A lot of pupils also spend months planning their outfits for the big night.
I ordered my prom dress at Christmas time and it arrived in May,
says Jess Stubbs. And the majority of pupils like to arrive in style too. Many students arrive in limos and even horse carriages.
I ordered my limo in March and I had trouble getting one,
says Jess.
Most of them are already booked.
It doesn't end there. When the big day arrives, everybody gets dressed up.
I got up at 9 o'clock to get my nails done,
explains Lucy Warne.
I had a fake tan done the day before and I got my hair done in the afternoon. You have to look perfect.
Kate Sawyer, a teacher, loves seeing the students dressed up.
Outside school, you are used to seeing them in their hoodies and jeans. Everyone wants to dress up and look wonderful once in their life,
she says. So, is it worth all the effort?
It was an amazing night,
says Scott Preston.
We walked down a red carpet into the hall. There was a great DJ. The prom king and queen were chosen and they were crowned in a big ceremony. Everyone had their photo taken. It was brilliant.
This is what Lauren says about her prom.
My dress was from the first shop I went to, TK Maxx. I liked the colour and the style. It wasn't too princessy, and I was confident no one else would have it. I had my hair done at my house by my hairdresser. My hair took an hour to curl. As well as diamonds, I also had extensions in my hair. The girls and boys went to the prom in different cars. The boys had a blue convertible, but we had a limo. The girls were complimenting each other. The boys scrubbed up well. It was nice to see them suited and booted. The prom venue was Stockbrook Manor. We all felt very posh. It was a fabulous night, and I loved dressing up and spending the night with my whole school year.